When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Phil Cole Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer and Rhonda Fleming. And now here's a man who was recently singled out by prominent plastic surgeons as having the typical American nose, Bing Crosby.
My nose made the news, huh, Ken?
Oh, it certainly did, Bing.
Anyhow, Ken, where did you uncover this startling nasal note?
Well, I read it at the breakfast table just the other morning.
You better be careful, Ken. I know a man who lost a good wife because he read the paper at the table.
Really?
Yep. Every morning, he'd prop his newspaper in front of him and eat his breakfast in complete silence. Oh. His wife finally got so mad, one morning she got up from the table and left him.
Why didn't he stop her?
Didn't know she was gone till the next morning when he read about it in the paper.
Well, Bing, I can understand why you don't want to hide behind a newspaper at breakfast. After all, you shouldn't cover up that beautiful, typical American nose.
Isn't he sweet? But it's time to turn to the typical American grindstone and join John Scott Trotter and the Rhythm Ayers in Careless Hands. Careless Hands is dedicated to Sam Amundsen, the mighty masseur of the Finlandia baths. John, a careful downbeat, please.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. Beep, 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 beep. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make those roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of
careless hands that can't hold on to love.
If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow. Careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands, ooh, careless hands. Careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Sung by Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Ayers. Very lively, boys and girls.
Well, we try to be gay and carefree, Ken.
Well, good. I think everybody should be carefree, Bing, except when they buy refrigerators. Then they've got to be careful.
You said it, Ken. The box to buy is that new Philco Advanced Design for 49.
All right, Bing. You know, those Philco engineers are real wizards. They've designed a refrigerator that has much more storage space for the amount of room it takes up.
See, I wonder if we could send Trotter back to the factory and have him redesign. Take off a little here, a little there, add some. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Incidentally, folks, why don't you, John Scott Trotter, ride down to your Philco dealer and get a look at this wonderful new refrigerator.
Oh, isn't this beautiful? Beautiful. Beautiful. John Scott Trotter, can you just trot into your commercial? Stop all this badinage.
Okay, Bing, we're off. Folks, if you want a carefree kitchen, be careful to buy one of Philco's sensational new advanced design models. For instance, that new Philco 897 is a real box of magic from the Philco laboratories. It gives you Philco's famous transparent conservador, the patented shelf-lined inner door that doubles your front shelf space. Handy? Oh, you're so right. It not only puts the foods you use most often right out where they're easy to reach, but being transparent, it lets you pick out at a glance any other foods on the shelves inside that you want. And it's economical, too, because it keeps the cold from spilling out of the refrigerator every time Junior opens the door for a bottle of pop. All this, plus a built-in home freezer with zero-zone temperatures and loads of other luxury features that make the Philco 897 the most useful and beautiful refrigerator in the industry. Get yours on easy terms now and enjoy the last word in kitchen luxury from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Quite a little item, wasn't it? The first name on our guest roster this evening is that of one of America's favorite songwriters, one of my favorite song singers, and one of Savannah, Georgia's favorite sons. His business is music, his presence is imminent, and his name is Johnny Mercer. Jog it out here, John boy.
You can consider it jog, Mr. C.
John boy. Quite a spell has elapsed since you were our guest on the Philco show last time. What have you been doing since then?
Answering my fan mail.
Did you get such an avalanche of postal plaudits as all that?
I got two letters.
Two letters? Well, it looks like you heard from every single one of our listeners and a friend.
I hit the jackpot, huh?
You beat it, but fractured it. Johnny, don't tell me it took you all this time to answer two letters.
Yeah, I'm very slow at composing letters, but I will say when I'm through with them, they're usually hits.
Yeah. Yes, I recorded one of your letters over at Decca the other day.
We recorded one over at Capitol, too.
Hey, I forgot you are a big executive over at Capitol Records. What do you do over there, John?
Well, man, I'm the head hole cutter.
I see what you mean.
Say, Bing, what are you... What are you doing over at Decca now?
Well, I'm stealing a little. I mean, what? Well, you remember I used to be vice president in charge of counting grooves.
Yeah, and you got promoted?
I should say I did. I'm now head label licker.
Yeah? No fooling. How does a fella get to be a label licker?
Well, to me, it just come natural-like. But for most folks, they got to start in the office licking postage stamps for 4 or 5 years.
I tried it once. I had so many stamps stuck on my tongue at one time, they had to take me over to the post office and get my head canceled.
I tell you, being in the record business is no joke, John.
Yeah, Bing, when the average person drops a nickel in a jukebox, little does he realize the personal attention that you and I have given to that platter.
Yes, and little does he realize how we're going to fight over that nickel. John, how about you giving your personal attention to a song along about in here?
Well, I'm all wound up. You just slip a nickel in my hand and watch my face light up.
Here you are, John. Ah, what other program pays their guest stars in advance?
I've got a tune out now called Glowworm. Why don't you sing it with me?
I don't know, John. Glowworm is such an intricate melodic pattern, I doubt that I could master it off the cuff like.
You must not be thinking of the same glowworm I am. Jump in, Bing.
Okay, John, you open it, and I'll close it or whip it or release it.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Lead us lest too far we wander. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer. Light the path below, above. Lead us on to love. Glow, little glowworm, fly of fire, glow like an incandescent wire.
Glow for the female of the species, turn on the AC and the DC.
This night could use a little brightening, light up you little old bug of lightning.
When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow, and glimmer, swim through the sea of night, little swimmer, thou
aeronautical boll weevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval.
See how the shadows deep and darken, you and your chick should get to sparkin'. I gotta get so glow, little glowworm, glow.
Little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with tail light neon.
You have a cute vest pocket Mazda, which you can make both slow and faster.
I don't know who you took a shine to,
or who you're out to make a sign to,
but I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, put on a show worm. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Thank you, John. Please stand by now while I perform a most pleasant task. Paramount has a Technicolor Festival currently screening around the nation's showrooms entitled The Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. In this musical romp, it is my good fortune to play opposite a beautiful and talented redhead, Rhonda Fleming. It is our mutual good fortune to have her with us this evening. Miss Fleming, take a bow.
Thank you, Bing.
Rhonda, dear girl, what happened to your beautiful long Titian tresses?
I had my hair cut, Bing. After I finished Connecticut Yankee, I made a picture with Bob Hope.
Rhonda, how could you? How ever could you? By the way, what's the title of Bob's new picture?
The Great Lover.
He must have had his oil changed, huh? I'll say one thing, Rhonda. You're a game kid. You really are. First you do love scenes with me, and then you do love scenes with Hope.
Yes, what an education. I learned about the birds from you and the bees from Bob. Oh.
Bebop, eh? Confidentially, Rhonda, between Bob and myself, I wouldn't want this bruited about, but you can tell me, just whisper in my pink and shell-like, which one of us is the greatest lover?
Well, lean close, Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly,
coming in.
When it comes to a love scene, I'd say that you and Bob are exactly alike.
Oh, well, that does it. I'm crushed. I'm going to get my tuxedo back from Everett and rejoin Whiteman. I've had it. That's all. The end. One. Get me my symbol.
Well, don't misunderstand me, Bing. You and Bob are both very romantic. In a love scene with my eyes closed, I can't tell you apart.
Well, Rhonda, you should be able to tell me from Hope by my typical American nose.
Come to think of it, yours is colder.
Well, I'm healthier.
Yes, and you pant more, too.
Well, I'm healthier. Rhonda, I have a slight hunch that I'm getting nowhere here with this dialogue. How would you like to sing a song for the folks?
Oh, that would be fine.
How about When Is Sometime from our picture?
Okay, will you join me?
Well, I'd love to, but while we're singing, keep your eyes open, will you? I don't want you to go around telling people you can't tell me from Carmen Lombardo. John Scott, will you wait your downbeat one?
When is sometime? How many days? Sometime, for my dreams make it clear that my lover is near, and he ought to be here about sometime.
Who is someone? Is this wonderful someone? Oh, we're keeping our heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime is soon. This wonderful someone.
our heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime is soon.
You're lovely, Rhonda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carmen.
Say, Rhonda, you haven't met Johnny Mercer yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you close your eyes, you can't tell him from Hoagy Carmichael.
I ought to bop you right on your typical American nose.
Now, just Josh and John. Miss Fleming, may I present Mr. Mercer?
Hello, Johnny.
I'm charmed, Miss Fleming. My, but you certainly are a beautiful girl. What part of Georgia are you from?
I was born in Los Angeles.
You know, Johnny, Rhonda was my leading lady in the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Did you see it?
I did, and I went right home and wrote my own Southern version.
Southern
version? It'll be a hit in 2 weeks.
Well, let's do your Southern version right now. What do you say?
Okay, can you start it? Mr. Trotter, fanfare.
Mercer Productions present A Georgia Cotton Chopper in King Trotter's Court.
I am Sir Harry. I am a Scotch knight.
I am Lady Rhonda. I am a bourbon princess.
I am Sir Johnny. I am a gin fizz.
Sir Harry.
Yes, Sir Ken.
The king would see you in his private chambers.
I will go immediately, but first I must remove my helmet. Vacuum packed, you know.
Look, Sir Harry, the king is coming to you.
Sir Harry, the Lilith of Crosby?
Yes, Your Highness.
I must talk with you. You see, I'm getting old and fat.
Yes, Your Wideness.
Forsooth, I am worried about my daughter, the princess. Forsooth, she is not married, forsooth.
How far sooth you going, John? Sire, if it would ease your mind, I would only be too happy to marry your beautiful, shapely, lovely, exquisite daughter.
Sir Harry, you make me so happy, I wouldst turn a cartwheel.
Don't try it, King. You'll never get that cart off the ground. I go, Your Highness.
Hark, who bloweth without?
'Tis I. Tis I, Sir Harry, Red Nichols in the brass section.
Enter, Sir Harry.
What is that noise?
Sire, your tailgate is dragging.
Dag nabbit, I've got to get that latch fixed. Really, there's not a... Really, there's not a decent cotter pin in the entire kingdom.
Must all you handsome knights be concealed in those heavy suits of armor?
Well, I don't know about the other fellows, but when I'm out in the open, I freckle. Princess Rhonda. Princess Rhonda, I have come to ask your hand in marriage.
Sir Harry, thou art brave and handsome, but I'm not sure I love you. You see, I am fond of another.
Another what?
He's a dashing foreigner from far across the sea. His name is Johnny.
Princess Rhonda! Princess Rhonda!
Hark, there he is now.
Oh, Ronnie!
What is it, Benita?
I'm a regular Dennis Day, you know?
Come on in, Johnny.
Here I am, baby. Georgia's gift to King Trotter's Court.
Johnny, may I present Sir Harry? A square from the round table.
Howdy, soldier. Your tailgate's dragging.
Again? I thought I felt a draft.
Princess, I come to propose to you. Will you marry me?
Stay thyself, knave. I, too, have come to propose to the princess.
Well, we both can't marry the gal. The greatest lover will win her.
That's okay with me.
Then puck up your royal lips, baby.
Georgia's on the march. Wow, there goes my tailgate.
Johnny, I want to say right now that your version of Mark Twain's old story will never replace Mark Twain's old story.
Thanks, Bing, and the same to you.
Hey, we're standing here with our faces hanging out. Why don't we do something about together, like Small Fry, huh?
Sure, Bing. Should we do the old version or the new version?
The new one, huh?
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Small Fry, shall we revive this old creation?
Well, I don't mind it.
Small Fry, you know there's a brand new generation.
My, you mean that we're before their time?
Well, they think that Bing is a noise that you make with a chime. Small Fry, there's been a world war, partner.
Ah, but Tall Fry, there's also been Ava Gardner.
Oh, clap hands.
We've had the new look.
Hello.
And a change in women's hats.
The only thing that ain't changed is the Democrats.
The rumbas took the place of swing.
Moved it.
And bebop now is the thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, I put on my beret and I face the east every day.
Then what?
Then the audience faces west.
Well, Tall Fry, your hair ain't getting any grayer.
No, but Small Fry,
let me know it.
My window is getting bare.
My, you mean you're known as Atso Faye?
At home they call me Turhan with the Ellie Bay.
Say, is the man here with the net?
Man with the net?
No.
He ain't arrived yet.
Oh, me.
Oh, my Small Fry.
I'm telling you, Small Fry, it's kind of tough for a fella to get adjusted.
Yes, it is, Tall Fry, and especially once you've rusted.
My, you mean they're thinking of trading us in?
Well, honest John would if we were chromium, but we just tin.
The paint's thin.
Yeah, Tall Fry.
Listen,
how
to
about your battery? Is it sparking?
Well, Small Fry, it is, but I use it just for parking.
Well, these rumble seats of ours, they're really not the fad.
No, the Ford's out in front, but we're out in the back like a cat.
Say, I heard your kids when they were here.
And?
Well, you should have gone out for a beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I would move.
You ought to keep them standing by.
I don't see why.
Well, when the notes get too high.
Continue.
I understand that your nose begins to bleed. Well, tell me, Tall Fry, how about this television?
Small Fry?
Yeah.
I've been withholding my decision.
Yeah, but man, just think. You sit right at home and you play a scene.
But they can't get my piazza on that little bitty screen.
Like the scale says, with each new pound,
I'll
be seeing you around. Oh, me, oh, my Small Fry.
Thank you, John. And now, while we catch our breath, let's hear about some big fry from Philadelphia.
Thanks, Bing. Folks, before you hit the road for your summer vacation, head into your Philco dealer first and set yourself up with Philco's Powerhouse 607 Portable. This super-powered luggage-style Philco is right up there with the programs no matter where you go. Mountains, woods, the lakes, the beach, you pick the spot and your Philco 607 will pick up the programs with power to spare and tone that's really mellow. It's super-powered for super performance in all those faraway places. And this famous Philco is not only a natural on vacations, It's right at home in your living room, too. Gives you amazing reception on battery or on AC or DC house current. So for tops in travel listening in faraway places, or for a handy extra radio for just traveling around the house, get the Performance Champion. Ask your dealer for the Philco 607, the quality portable from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
The big ballad hit of the spring season.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever. But never, never again. For when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever. But never, never.
That's about all we have for this evening. I'd like to thank Rhonda Fleming for lending her charm and beauty to us this evening.
Thank you, Bing. It was fun.
And Mr. Mercer?
Yes, sir?
You've been charming, too.
And you've been beautiful.
Bing, who's your guest next week?
Next week, Rhonda, we fling open the doors to not one, but five guest starters.
You getting them wholesale now?
No, the five of whom I speak are one terrific act, John. Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers.
That should be a great show.
We hope so. Good night, Rhonda.
Good night, Bing.
So long, small fry.
Goodbye, French fry.
Good night, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Rhonda Fleming appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick, producer of Portrait of Jenny. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Kate Thompson and the Williams Brothers. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader. Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Lou Brings Orchestra and Chorus, and Al's guest this week.
I'm looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm going to open the show with a little song of encouragement for all the low hooper programs.
Look for the silver lining.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Take it, boy. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of love.
Al, do you believe in the philosophy of that song?
Oscar, the longer you live, the more you believe in it. Now, I've often talked to fellas my age.
I didn't know there were any other fellas your age.
Wait a minute. What do you know about age? The greatest lover in the world today is a man who's 60 years of age. He's the newest matinee idol of the day. I'm talking about Ezio Pinza, who's appearing in the Broadway musical South Pacific.
It's true that Pinza's a big hit, but you can't tell me that a girl wouldn't rather go for a young man like Robert Taylor than someone Pinza's age.
You're wrong, Oscar. After all, when someone reaches Pinza's or my age, he's more experienced. He knows the way to a woman's heart.
You may know the way to a woman's heart, but Robert Taylor's got the strength to get there.
Now, wait a minute. You can't argue against the facts. All the Bobby Soxers from 8 to 80 are flocking to see Ezio Pinza. Most of the young leading men in pictures are worried about their jobs. In fact, there's some talk at MGM about replacing Van Johnson with Van Jolson.
Yes, and over at Columbia, they're talking about replacing Van Jolson with Van Parks.
No, Oscar, don't try to kid. I'm serious about this. Pinza's success as a romantic leading man has given encouragement to a lot of old men in show business. Really, it has. For instance, do you know who they're going to put in a leopard skin to play the new Tarzan?
Who?
Victor Moore.
Who's he going to carry in his arms as he swings through the trees?
Sophie Tucker.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take my creaky young bones to the piano and see if I can rejuvenate Tchaikovsky's first movement.
Thank you.
dirty hand, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase. But his smile is as cute as can be, making noise, breaking toys, always fighting the boys. But his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run. Then I'll kiss my boy. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, they say. But to me, he's an angel of joy. Oh, Ken.
Yeah?
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Isn't it true the more you age cheese, the better it is?
Hmm? Well, yes, Al, that's true of most cheese, but why do you ask?
He's just trying to prove to me that anything that's older is better.
but here's something, Al, that disproves your statement. She's young, she's beautiful, and she's Dorothy Kirsten.
I want to congratulate you, Dorothy. I read the wonderful notice you received for your operatic performances here last week.
Thank you, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera will sing Depuis le Jour. Get ahead. Depuis le Jour from the opera Louise.
Toutes fleuries
Bravo. You know, I was just thinking while you were singing, you know, as long as Ezio Pinz has given up the opera, maybe I could take his place.
But, Al, opera takes a lot of study.
I know all the operas, Dorothy. Why, many the time I've sung that famous opera, you know, La Donna Mobile Oil, La Donna Mobile Oil. What do you think, Dorothy?
You ought to change your oil.
Oh, listen, I know all the operas. Go on, try me. Try me with any of them.
Do you know Hansel and Gretel?
Ist das nicht dein Hansel und Gretel?
Nein, das ist nicht dein Hansel und Gretel.
Nein? Then was ist das from?
Das ist from hunger.
The important thing in opera is the love scenes. And Dorothy, I know all about them. Let me show you a love scene from an opera I wrote. Now, I've just come back from the races.
But Hollywood Park burned down.
I know, but my bookmaker is still standing. Well, anyway.
Well, in the opera, it's better if the hero's just leaving to go to war.
Okay, Dorothy, I'm leaving.
Oh, dearest, you're going off to fight. I'll never see you again.
Yes, you'll see me tomorrow.
How do you know?
I'm a coward.
Oh, parting is such sweet sorrow.
I must go, Dorothy. It's my regiment. Dorothy, will you wait for me if it takes 5 years?
Yes.
Will you wait if it takes 10 years?
Yes.
On second thought, don't wait if it takes 10 years. I'll be looking for someone younger. Now, let me have one last look at you.
No, don't stand still.
Don't stand still? Why not?
I don't want to remember you as you are.
Dorothy, darling, let us sing a song of farewell.
How about people will say we're in love?
But Liebchen, das ist nicht Opera. Das ist from Oklahoma. Das ist ein Schwingsong.
Okay, Pupchen, let's schwing it.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Take it, baby.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me.
I can't look at nothing else.
Your sighs are quite like mine.
You mean we tick?
Your eyes mustn't flow like mine.
Why not, baby?
People will say we're in love.
But don't start collecting things.
Oh, give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things.
People
lover will say, we're in love.
Do you mind, Asa, what they say?
Not if you don't, Dorothy.
Pardon me, kiddo. I understand you want to become an opera star, and I'm an impresario. Here's my card. Don't soil it. I just got it back from the laundry.
Jack Kirkwood. Jack, you look like you lost a lot of weight.
Oh, about 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yep, I took a little out of the pot, boy.
Say, Jack, what's this about you being an opera impresario?
Now, Asa, surely you've heard of my mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad? Who are they?
Lily Pons and Andre Castellanos.
Now, look, Jack, I happen to know that Lily and Andre don't have any children. So how could you be their son?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Well, if you're an impresario, then certainly you know Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan.
No, I take for prudential myself.
No, look, Jack, look, listen to me. Dorothy's with the Metropolitan Opera Company. Oh, Dorothy, honey, throw a cadenza at this guy.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, with a little training, this kid could be another Judy Canova.
Kirkwood, I think you're a phony.
Easy, sister. It's talk like that that leads to the law courts.
I still say you're a phony. And if you want to sue, go ahead and sue, you imposter.
I accept your apology, Toots.
Jack, look, if I did sign up with you, do you think you'd get me to play Rigoletto?
No, sorry, I don't allow any of my clients to gamble. No. Of course, if the urge should suddenly overtake you, I do have an associate who, under certain conditions, would consent to take a small wager of... he wouldn't frown upon accepting a slight... what I mean is... he's a bookie. Oh. Anyway, Jolson, maybe I wouldn't want to sign you after all.
You wouldn't want to sign me? Me, Jolson, star of the Jolson story. And also my new picture, Jolson Sings Again, soon to be released. Me, star of stage, screen, radio, and television, I hope. I'd like to get some kind of job, but anyway... Me who thrills millions of...
Pardon me, Buster, but your speech is so long, I forgot what we were arguing about.
Al, I told you this man is a phony.
Hey, look, Blondie, one more word out of you and I'll tweak your tonsils and wreck your career.
You can't hurt my career.
Honey, the way I tweak, you'll end up singing like Vaughn Monroe. With the nose removed.
Al, are you going to stand here and let this man insult
but
me?
But Dorothy, he might make me an opera star.
I thought you were a man.
It's Larry Park's fault. He makes me look healthy.
Now, Joseph, before I sign you, I'd like to hear you sing.
All right. Now, look, you and Dorothy, come here. Listen. Get a load of this.
Sipo. Sipo.
Say, Blondie, you're kind of cute. Let's neck, huh?
Signore. Signore.
What's the matter, doll? The cat got your tongue?
Scusatemi. Se da sol mi presento.
I wish I had a salad bowl handy, honey, so you and I could mix. Get it?
Io sono il prologo.
Well, Jack, what do you think of my voice?
I don't know. Some jackass was screaming his head off in Italian. I couldn't hear a word.
Can I get into this conversation? I'm a little nuts, too, you know.
Oscar, Mr. Kirkwood has tested me for the opera. He's a famous impresario.
Never heard of him.
Say, Smarty, who are you, anyway? You look like a frustrated Oscar Levant.
I am Oscar Levant.
Now, that's enough to frustrate anybody.
Now, look, Jack, you shouldn't talk like that to Oscar. He's a great pianist.
That's all? Well, 88 keys, can you play chopsticks on the piano?
I can play that with two fingers.
Yeah, but can you play it with chopsticks?
Al, this guy's a phony.
I'm gonna sue.
Maybe I better call the cops.
Uh-oh, case dismissed. Pardon me, folks, but I have to get a shampoo from the barber of Seville, and I'm late now. So long.
Thank you.
I know you so well, bright eyes. What secret you tell? I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes. Ah, bright eyes, I know you so well. Ah, you got bright eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Ah, you got bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise with your bright eyes. With so much talk about Ezio Pinza and the musical South Pacific, we can't let our program end without doing one of the great songs from that show. Here it is, a real 3G song. Grand, great, glorious, Valley High.
Belly high may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Belly high will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, belly high. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we ride the summer show train back through time and memory to another year that you lived yesterday. Our destination, 1922. Yes, 1922. President Harding was in the White House. The Prince of Wales was touring the world. And radio listeners heard the first radio commercial in history over WEAS in New York City.
No girl with a pair of scissors would be caught dead with long hair. And if she couldn't already play mahjong, she was learning.
On Broadway, George M. Cohan produced a hit musical called Little Nellie Kelly. And if you were lucky enough to catch the show, I'm sure that even now you remember this song.
It's the same old song they sing. I love you. The boys are all mad about Nellie, the daughter of Officer Kelly. And it's all day long they bring flowers all dripping with dew. And they join in the chorus of Nellie, Kelly, I love you. And they join in the chorus of Nellie, Kelly, I love you. I love you.
In 1922, there was a water famine in Mexico City, an earthquake in Chile, and a rebellion in Ireland.
And on November 22nd, the ex-premier of Poland, one of the immortal concert pianists of all time, returned to the concert platform to give a memorable recital in New York City. Ignaz Paderewski. That was the year the distinguished French diplomat Clemenceau was touring the United States. Evangeline C. Booth was commander of the Salvation Army, and Geraldine Farrar sang her farewell to the Metropolitan Opera in Zaza.
Bill Robinson and J.C. Flippin were headliners in vaudeville, and all over the country, everybody was singing a hit song introduced by Willie and Eugene Howard in the passing show of 1922 at the New York Winter Garden.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet him in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Strolling with his girly when the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.
Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more.
Going with my girlie when the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Well, sir, a lot of things made headlines in 1922. If you were a Montana bachelor that year, I'll guarantee you remember this little item.
Hey, Charlie, you can call off the web and you don't have to go through with it.
Oh, shucks, what do you mean? Didn't you see the evening papers? The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that bachelor tax law is unconstitutional. You don't have to pay tax anymore to remain single.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Eddie. The law says if a man's 21 years old and not the head of a family,
he's got... Did you hear what I said? There is no more law. We're free again.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my gal.
In 1922, two of the longest-running stage plays of all time opened on Broadway. Avery's Irish Rose and Rain, starring Gene Eagle. And in a new Victor Herbert operetta called Orange Blossoms, one of the great classic Herbert melodies was heard for the first time.
I recall the mad delight of a lovely dance and a stroll into a night trembling with romance.
There he pulled me off my throne. How could I resist? Suddenly within his arms, I was held and kissed.
Oh, that kiss in the dark was to her just a lark, but to me it was a thrill.
Oh!
And now back to Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the summer show train trip to the year 1922.
Too good to be goodbye. Too good to be don't cry.
In 1922, almost everyone in the country was raving about Al Jolson, singing Tootsie Goodbye. Although far from everyone had been able to get anywhere near the Jolson Theater to hear the original version.
Ziegfeld was at the height of his glory, the acknowledged great showman of Broadway. And D.W. Griffith was the great showman of Hollywood. Everyone was talking about his production of Orphans in the Storm, starring Lillian and Dorothy Gish.
And at the Music Box Theater in New York, one of the great showmen of music, Mr. Irving Berlin, wrote and produced his famous Music Box Review. And from that score came one of his greatest songs.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, you'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory.
Many peculiar news events back in 1922.
Just a little trip, just a little trip, just a little trip.
Papers were filled with our bits of information that year.
Dear, did you read that the British House of Lords has admitted its first woman member?
I've got eyes. I've got a newspaper of my own. I don't know why women refuse to let a man read his own paper.
And what do you know? New York has been reported the cleanest city as far as morals go in the whole United States.
That's just plain ridiculous.
New York?
No, not New York. Columbus, Ohio. Somebody out there is giving a birthday party for an elephant.
Oh, that's great. She is 106 years old and...
please let me read it in my own paper or I'll trade you in for somebody who will.
Well, besides the amusing things in the papers, there were several romantic ones. Princess Mary, the only daughter of the King and Queen of Great Britain, was married at Westminster Abbey to Viscount Lascelles. King Alexander of Serbia married Princess Marie of Romania. And the Prince of Wales was best man at the wedding of Edwina Ashley and Lord Louis Mountbatten. Yes, a romantic year, all right. And the love song of the year was written by Paul Whiteman, Ferdy Groffay, and Dorothy Parris.
My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, love, love, lightning, I see.
Years back into time and memory. Harding administration, to the days when Valentino was the talk of the female population in Blood and Sand, to the days of Harold Lloyd of Grandma's Boy, and to the era of the great George M. Cohan and one of his biggest song hits.
You remind me of my mother was a lot like you. So many little things you do, I find they bring to mind my mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week. In 1933, Gordon and Ravel rose to great prominence as a songwriting team with their first big hit, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? And next week, the summer show train is going to take you on a trip to that year to relive some of its most interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Easter Parade, Temptation. So, folks, be sure to join us again next Monday and ride with us aboard the summer show train back to the year 1933.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.